Let's see what happens. All right. Well, we are back. Okay, so this is the Sprocket Podcast, and we've been having vexing technological issues with the laptop that we're recording with. So what you're going to get here is the second half of a conversation with Ethan Seltzer of Pedal Power over in Virginia. And we were just talking about some of the technical details, but we'll kind of wrap that conversation here, and you'll get some of it at least. So anyhow, here I am. I'm Brock Dittus. That's Brandon Rhodes.
Hey, hey.
And Ethan Seltzer over on the line on the other side of the country.
Hey there.
So we were just talking about how you set this thing up. You built a couple of these yourself after borrowing a couple power generating trainers you put the bicycle's back wheel onto the trainer, right?
That's right. You know, so the back wheel, rear tire. So everybody brings their own bike. The rear tire hits where you would normally set it on a traditional indoor trainer. Turns a DC generator, and that's what powers and, in our case, charges a bank of batteries.
There we go. And you've had a couple events that you were saying, pedal power events, which raise the awareness of kind of how energy can be produced and how much we use for various things. So you go for it.
The goal there really is to have people make a connection that when they're pedaling and they're producing 50 watt hours of energy at that moment in time, that they can look it over at a chart we have and go, wow, if I do this for an entire hour, I'm going to power my air conditioner for my, you know, home air conditioner unit for 2 minutes. I'm going to power my Xbox for, you know, 20 minutes or 15 minutes rather. Make those connections and have them go, all right, I get it. You know, if I, you know, the other thing is washing with hot water. You know, if I wash with cold water versus hot water, you know, you can do some really, really simple things in your life and at home and in your business to use less energy.
Yeah, yeah. I've actually been interested in something like this for some time. I'm a big fan of records as a way to play your music off of, just because you know, if you don't have a computer or you don't have access to one, you can still listen to it like with a needle in your teeth. And so it's the old science trick. I think I got it from Mr. Wizard back in the day. Basically, I was kind of trying to figure out, is there a way to harness the energy and maybe run a turntable off of that someday? So this is the sort of thing that you might be able to do.
Yeah, I mean, from a practicality standpoint, you know, bike power generation is not great. Most folks, and certainly most kids, are going to produce anywhere from 50 to 100 watts. You know, you look at a standard light bulb, if it's a CFL, it's going to draw about 18 watts. So that's pretty measly. But if you want to turn your TV on, watch cable TV, and you have some type of sound system hooked up to it,
right,
you know, you're gonna burn through probably 500 watts in an hour. So pedal for 5 hours to watch an hour of TV. Hopefully it makes that connection that people are like, yeah, maybe I should just watch an hour of TV, unless you're, you know, watching The Walking Dead or something.
Right, right. No, we are fans. It's true. And I guess there's probably a certain amount of resistance on these trainers because you're turning things, that's not a very technical definition of how it works.
That's the electrical definition, is that resistance. So if you use these trainers not connected to the battery, they turn pretty darn easily.
Okay.
Once you connect them to the battery, that provides the resistance. And depending on the charge of the batteries, if they're not charged very high, very much, you'll get a lot of resistance. As they charge, you'll get less resistance. And when we do our events, we're kind of power into the batteries, power right back out an inverter. We're constantly powering something so we don't overcharge the batteries. In the case of our premier event, which we do on an annual basis, P.F. Chang's was there this past year cooking lunch for all the participants.
Right. You sent a photo of that over, I think.
Yep.
And I got a chance to see, and there was pretty impressive. Just a whole line of people attached to these trainers and pedaling out, and it was amazing. So PF Chang's was using energy from this project, from this event, to cook the food with.
Yep. You know, so we have 20 trainers now, or we may, you know, lift that to 22 or 24 this next in the year 2012. But yeah, so all 20 people pedaling, I think, produced 4,400 watts of energy this past March. And we didn't exactly calculate the energy consumed by all the devices we were powering. So we had a projector, a laptop, some fans, and then the cooktops that P.F. Chang's was using. But the cooktops alone used about 3,000 watts in an hour or so that P.F. Chang's.
That's quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, 1,500 watts apiece, two burners.
Jeez.
You know, so you look at that, and you're like, and if we had calculated the laptop and the projector, I think we'd have been really, really close to that. You know, we'd have been like $43.99 and gone, whew, made it.
You're squeezing in under your threshold or your limit. I guess it's a glass ceiling.
It is. And, you know, and when those batteries don't have enough power, the inverter kicks almost off almost immediately.
Oh, so everything goes dead?
Yeah, you know, they start beeping, they go off. You know, that was another lesson learned. we now charge the batteries with solar power. We have a small trickle charger.
Okay.
That you can... And the trickle charger's pretty poor performer from a charging standpoint, but the other goal of the organization is to really stick to the green mission and say, we're either going to charge them with pedal power, or we're going to charge them with some type of renewable energy, and we are going to keep, you know, try and keep everything off the grid.
That's pretty impressive, yeah. Yeah, solar is another great way to get your electricity. And it's I met a guy who installed those one time. He lives up on Orcas Island up in Washington State, and yeah, it's pretty impressive when you see the whole thing just set up. You know, there's the panels and the battery systems, and so I would assume you probably have a very similar system, just kind of translating all the energy into the batteries and maintaining that charge.
Yeah, the systems are not the system I built. The commercial systems are far better, but in theory, they are identical. You've got DC power coming in, which is what solar cells provide, and that's either being dumped into the grid or, in our case, charging a bunch of batteries so we can use it on site that day or at the venues that we are participating in.
And are these auto batteries, or are they laptop batteries in a line, or what does that look like when you see it there?
They are essentially auto batteries. They're deep cycle batteries that would be used in either an RV or maybe a power for your trolling motor if you have a boat. Those are the traditional applications.
Okay, yeah.
You know, laptop battery would be far, far more efficient to both charge and hold a charge, but kind of ludicrously expensive.
Right.
You can go down and get a deep cycle battery for $40.
For sure.
Equivalent in essentially a laptop battery would be much more.
Yeah, we were talking to Lance from Edible Cycles a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about the what do you call it, a dyno hub?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he used a laptop battery for his things. And hopefully, apparently someday, to be able to produce toast with on a bicycle tour.
Awesome.
But, yeah.
yeah, I don't know. That's like cooking a hamburger in your engine manifold
Yes.
or engine compartment when you know, take a 4-hour or 5-hour drive. I think that's, you'd have to take a 4 or 5-hour bike ride to toast your toast.
Yeah, when I used to drive more, I was very excited about the idea that you could cook on your engine. I don't have a car anymore, so I don't have the opportunity. But I suppose if you were driving, I am a school bus driver as a living.
Just lodge some of that into your engine.
Yeah. My runs are like an hour at least at a time. Maybe I could find something simple to. Yeah, I'm looking into this. You've given me an idea, Ethan. Thank you.
Can you get the kids to actually place the food? Is that out of bounds?
Now, when neighbors see you park the car or park the bus, and then you pull open the hood and pull out like a cheeseburger,
that would be pretty
or
exciting.
A hot dog.
Yeah,
be good at least for reheating, I guess.
That's right.
But then the sorts of the cheeseburgers and the hot dogs and what they're made of, I suppose, is a whole other issue. So I'm sure it requires some more thought. You, I think you had a mobile phone charging station, Ethan, as well, that you had a picture of. That was a different event.
Yeah. There's an organization here that puts on an event called Dominion River Rock. Dominion, ironically enough, is the power company in Virginia. And in an effort to kind of green themselves up, they're the major sponsor for this event. But it's an outdoor event. Merrill's there. A bunch of other outdoor apparel companies are there. And we're fortunate enough that Sports Backers, the company putting it on, invited Pedal Power. And we did a 100% off-the-grid mobile phone charging station. You know, so it's a 2-day 2-day event. And the theory was, if you're going to be there for 8 hours, drinking, eating, participating, you're going to want to have some time to charge your phone. You're going to need some time to charge your phone. And that's what we did. We had the bikes there. Kids absolutely loved it. The smallest bike we had was one of those little 16-inch wheel kids bikes.
Nice. And they were making power.
Yeah, yeah. And they actually produce power with a small bike, very modest amount of power. But
that's great. Getting them started early.
Yeah. And parents loved it because, their kids are sitting there burning a ton of energy, making energy. while they can kind of sit and relax for a little bit. And, people used it, came up, made, took use of the power, provided some donations a little bit. And it was just a fun event.
That's pretty great. Well, Ethan, I'm a bit nervous about this computer just because it's already died on us twice in the time that we've tried to record this podcast. So I'd kind of like to stop while we're ahead and save the file and put it out to the people. But we would like to have you on again at some point to give a more detailed explanation and present maybe some more stories. I'm bummed. We had some good times earlier before the computer dumped it all. So,
and for those who are disappointed that we only have a 12-minute episode. This week there is a donate button.
It's
true. Help buy Brock a new computer.
Right. If you want to throw us some cash, we will buy a computer. It's true. Anyhow, we'll look forward to talking to you again, Ethan. And for all you folks out there listening to the Sprocket podcast, we will do some troubleshooting. We'll be back hopefully next week with some better times. This has been the Sprocket Podcast. Find us at thesprocketpodcast.com. Write us at thesprocketpodcast@gmail.com. And that's all we've got for now. But we'll see you again next week.